All right, so here it is. Ryan Orr. Who is this crazy cat that I'm talking about in the third person? Yeah, that's me, the crazy one, Ryan Orr, also known as the title guy by most. But I think it's much more than that as we're going about life and trying to find out what things are most important. So here it is. Welcome to my podcast. This is going to be episode number 3. And I'm introducing myself. So how wild is that? You know, raised in a small town outside of Buffalo, New York, and transplanted here in 1996. Kind of wild how my journey had come across. Meeting my wife, incidentally, through a friend. And then falling into the wonderful world of rental cars. So for all my fellow E-Rackers, that's Enterprise Rent-A-Car people out there as management trainees, quick fixing cars in shirt and ties on 100 degree days, I definitely knew what it was like and know what it's like to work hard. Heck, when I was in college and would go home to Buffalo, New York, I'd work 3 jobs because nobody would hire me for more than 20 hours a week in order to do it. So I'd load airplanes at night. I worked at Blockbuster Video. There's a business that's gone, out of business by Netflix and Amazon streaming and others. Holy cow, guys. It's insane. Oh, yeah. By the way, in the middle of the night, I would load airplanes from 9 to midnight and 3 to 6 a.m. So definitely not afraid to get in there and work my tail off. Fell into this wonderful world of title insurance back in 2002 after 9/11 because I just needed to make a change. And I was so excited for the opportunity to get out and prove my worth as to what I could do and how I could help people. How could I make a difference and an impact in my community? And so when I got that opportunity, even though it was uncomfortable, I wanted to make sure I went after it. And I think that there's a huge misconception on salary and saying, you know what, I just need to go after that salary. Yes, it might be somewhat comforting, but guys, there's nothing out there that is secure for sure in what we do. The only thing that's sure is that if you can go out there and make friends, you can go out there and help people achieve their goals, that at the end of the day, many great things can happen. You know, we got to go out there, servant's heart, make things happen. That's number one. Number two, nothing replaces hard work. We see a lot of people posing and doing different things, and they call it quits early, and they got their whole deal, and you know maybe they don't come to the office till 9, 10, 11 o'clock, and they work a few hours, they go home. Man, I tell you what, that's the biggest misnomer in this business. And I think that's why there's such a discrepancy in sales in general as to why so many people fail and few people succeed. And so I just know that you got to have that drive, that tenacity, that follow-through, that passion to win. Now, you know, that's also got to keep in mind as to what are people's true intentions? What are their goals and objectives? Because I think that's a big misconception, too. Not everybody wants to be a top producer, and that's okay. We got different people in different roles. So depending upon what your goals and objectives are, we need to be able to identify those and be able to help win at the end of the day, whatever your definition of winning is. So keeping those things in mind, we got to make sure that we are moving forward each and every single day. That's what I do. I am a man of routine because I don't want to have to think about things each and every day and every little thing that I do. I want to know that when I go out there and I go to kill it, that man, I am going to slay my goals. That at the end of the day, I'm going to be able to have the time to be able to give to my kids, give to my community, and hopefully be able to do the same when it comes down to being generous and tithing or donating to local charities and causes that I want to support, not what our government tells us we should support. So making an impact is more than just a job. So I am absolutely fired up and passionate for what I do and the opportunities that it's provided, even during the downturn. So it was definitely hard. It hurt like heck. My wife and I went through some of the toughest of times, but yet we're so grateful for the things that we've learned through those, and we're going to be darned if we ever repeat those things. So, man, I tell you what, cash is king, and learning to pay off your debt would be a big deal as well. Not being a slave to those debts. So, you know, why would you want someone crazy like me, Ryan, in your life? And you know what? Hey, I'm not for everybody. That's for dang sure. That was a harsh reality for me a long time ago, as to, man, I wanted everybody to like me. And you know what? Forget that. I'm over it. I mean, yes, I do want people to respect me, but I've realized that I'm not going to have everybody like me, and that's okay. It is what it is. So, but my goal, my objective, no matter what it is I'm doing, is I got to find a way to get in, get involved, and add value to whatever it is we're doing. So maybe that's a connection, maybe that's referring an opportunity, maybe that's an accountability partner, but just plugging in and giving it every single ounce of my effort and spirit. You know, as I'm thinking about this here, came up again this morning at our men's group, and man, they'll know the quality of your yes by the quantity of your no is a statement that stuck with me a long time ago. And there's so many different places and opportunities to get involved. But when you do, you got to commit to something, and you got to make sure that you can make a true impact. Just kind of showing up here and there just doesn't work. So, you know, even the good book, The Man Upstairs, talked about, says he spits people out that are lukewarm. He wants people that are all in. So why should our life or our business be any different than that? So I want to challenge you, if you're listening to this right now, be all in. Look at what you're doing. Look at what your priorities are. Make sure that they line up. And you know what? Right now, you might need to do some addition by subtraction, meaning find out what things you're currently doing that speak to your vision, your passion, and purpose, and what you're doing that makes an impact, be it for your faith, your family, your profession, or just personally. And get right, man. Other things, if they don't align with those, maybe it's time to say, hey, guys, I love you. Appreciate your mission, what you guys are doing. But right now, I got to do this for me. I got to get right. I got to get home. So me, Ryan Orr, you know, I'm a man of faith. I am not perfect. I make mistakes daily. I'm grateful for my men on Monday morning and my Thursday men's group and my family and my church, which helps keep me on point. Not perfect. I can't quite walk on water. It's something that, yeah, I don't know. I saw the movie The Shack. I don't know if you did, but man, when he reached over and said, this normally works better when we do this together. See, even Jesus in the good book was talking about how he wants a relationship with us, and he wants to be that accountability partner for us to reach out to him and say, you know what, take my hand. I got you. And I think the same thing goes in business as well. And I go one further than to say, I think, I know. But be it the business, the gym, reaching out and having that relationship with your spouse and or your kids is just as important, if not more. So these are huge things to take into consideration when we're going out doing what we do. Why would you want me in your business or in your life? Well, shoot, I live on fire, man. So if that's what you like around, if you want to be inspired, I want to be around the best at what they're doing. And that's why I'm reading the books and listening to the tapes of those who are the best in their respective industries and wanting to be pushed. That's why I'm around the best people when it comes to learning in faith and relationships, because this is paramount to everything that we do. So I just want to be able to put it out there to you that, man, maybe this is just a message for you today. To live inspired, to live on fire and with passion in all that you do. And if that's somebody that you would want on your dream team and or around you, then man, hit subscribe. Because my messages on my podcast are going to be things about industry, business building, motivational type stuff, but not a motivational speaker. It's about life. It'll be about faith. And projects that we're working on that speak to my mission, which is helping our communities and our men and women who serve. So if these are things that you like, then man, hit that subscribe button. We'd love to hear more from you. You can always check us out on teamtitleguy.com as well. And I just want to say that the idea and the concept of luck, one of my mantras is that I believe that the word luck is overused. And I don't believe that people are truly lucky per se. You know, I believe that the true definition of luck is where hard work meets opportunity. So my favorite hashtag out there is hashtag create your own luck. Go out there, work hard, live on fire with passion, and that's where opportunities will present themselves, and you will have those opportunities where others not doing the same will not get those chances. So live inspired, guys. This is Ryan Orr from Team Title Guy. Just wanted to wish you a phenomenal day. And guys, till next time, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.